Hey TikTokers, I'm Shayla Tricalis, and this is the How to Grow on TikTok podcast, the show where you learn everything about TikTok. But first,
hi everyone, welcome to today's episode. I'm here with Michelle.
Thank you so much, Shayla, for inviting me. My name is Michelle Hong. I'm from the Bay Area in California, and I am a figure skating professional. I'm a figure skating coach. I'm a former competitor, and I have had students go to nationals. And I think social media is where a lot of people find me because I'm known as Coach Michelle Hong. And that's how Shayla and I connected through TikTok, actually. I came across your TikTok, I think it was summertime. So I believe it was summertime. And I really enjoyed the way that you were describing how to grow on TikTok and ways that maybe other people didn't know about. So just offering words of wisdom and words of encouragement too. I think I like your really bubbly personality.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's really important the way that people communicate because it's both, right? Mm-hmm. It's important when somebody says something that is valuable, but it's also important for you to feel like you can relate to them. And so I found that you and I have very similar energy, very bubbly, very excited, and I was drawn to that. So it's cool because I came to learn, but I stuck because of your consistency and your desire to want to help people. And that's the good part that I'm talking about, wanting to make change, being an influencer to really inspire others. And I think educational videos and people who are willing to share are the most confident people. And absolutely, I'm drawn to that. So that's how I found you. And that's why I still follow you and continue to support you.
Thank you. Yeah, that is so sweet. I always love to hear how people come across my content, for sure.
I love being able to share my mission of making figure skating accessible to everyone. And I am so, so grateful for the power of the internet because we get to connect in this way and I get to connect with so many of my followers online.
And speaking of TikTok, right now you have about 439,000 followers and your username is Coach Michelle. When did you first download TikTok and when did you upload your first video?
So I first started downloading the app when it was Musical.ly. And I think that was around like 2018. I'm not 100% sure, but I was introduced to it by my students. My students are young, they're teenagers who are really equipped with social media. So they were really on it when it was all about music and lip syncing. And then I posted my first like official TikTok in March of 2020. And so I did this when I was with my friends. This is right before the pandemic and we were just having fun with it. One of my friends actually worked at Fenty Beauty at the time and she was in the social media space. And she was talking to me about how TikTok is such an amazing platform for influencers and for people to grow. So at the time I was hearing it from an expert that was in a high performing beauty brand. And so I was like, oh my goodness, this is something that I should look into more seriously than just having fun and doing dances on it. So I was like, let me just try this out. And then I think because of the pandemic, and I think everybody can attest to this, we just had so much more time. So then I got my creative juices flowing and then I started posting things specific to my audience that was already established on Instagram and on YouTube. So that was my journey. And I practically grew the account to what it is today within this past year. And it hasn't been a full year yet, actually, since March is coming up in 2 more months.
Yeah, that's actually quite crazy that you started right before the pandemic. And I feel like a lot of people feel like the pandemic hitting was a great time to start creating content. Now, with that being said, your content is about skating, and a lot of things were shutting down at the time you started to create more videos and take TikTok seriously. So how did you use your knowledge of what you know and educate people, but also entertain them, that was practical during that time?
Yeah, completely. So that's a really good question. I utilized my tutorial and videos and tip videos that I normally do on YouTube and Instagram, and I made them into short, fun clips. So something that's super entertaining was seeing how big my How to Stop video got. And it's wild because I didn't know so many people were interested in learning how to stop. And I think it hit around 9 million followers. I think it hit around 9 million views.
Oh, wow.
And it was really awesome to see that there are so many people out there who are just interested and curious. And I think that there's a lot of value in curiosity and wanting to learn. I think that's what TikTok is teaching us. And I really see that no matter who you are or where you come from, there's an interest in these different types of passions that people don't tend to know or learn about because of the lack of access. And so the pandemic definitely showed that figure skating is one of those really exclusive and elitist sports, because when the rink shut down, everybody was all in the same playing field. But it was interesting because the people that were in the sport or were able to have access to the rings are ones that can afford it, ones that have rinks that are close to them, ones that have the ability and the resources to be able to continue on to actually learn. But it was interesting to see, because when everybody didn't have an opportunity to skate, there was still this desire to learn. And so I taught off-ice training videos. I taught about how you can build your muscles and develop your flexibility in short form videos on TikTok. And people really, really enjoyed them. And I also introduced this new skating equipment called Polyglide Ice to my audience. So I was able to skate in my kitchen.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was like something that a lot of people took interest to as well.
Yeah. How is that experience for you in your kitchen?
Yeah, it was really, really cool. Polyglide Ice reached out to me, and the CEO named Jim was super excited, because figure skaters never really took to that market because we already have ice. And another thing is that we don't want to, quote unquote, ruin our blades. And so that was a big fear, because the sheet or the platform that I was skating on is made out of synthetic plastic ice. And so for me, I am very interested in trying new things. And since I'm the one that really shares advice and shares tips and tutorials, I take it upon myself to make sure that I try things out and share authentic reviews. And I was really amazed by the amount of kind of like tricks and choreography things that I could do on the platform. And it was fun because I set it all up in my kitchen. I only put a small amount because my kitchen was small. Mm-hmm. And so, but I was able to do fun stuff. I was able to spin. I was able to do choreography, and I was able to try a couple of jumps. But I think that there's a lot of value in just being able to share new things that people have never seen before. And then it really just inspires others to try new things. And it really makes me feel like the world is smaller in a way.
Yeah.
Because like we're learning so many different things on TikTok. I'm like learning how to open up a jar because like you can just use a knife and like turn it a little bit and it pops open, so I don't have to like strain myself. Or I love seeing like home videos of people teaching like how to make a t-shirt from leggings. Like it's so cool. I just love it so much.
I think that's one of the reasons that people really enjoy your content, whether they are already in figure skating and ice skating, or if they just want to learn about it. I know for sure when people are scrolling on the For You page and they see your content, which I personally haven't seen that many other creators talking about that, I get really interested in it. And I think that's part of the reason that your videos have done so well. I know you mentioned your one video got about 9 million views, and that was the How to Stop. Was that, would you say that was your first like viral video?
I feel like I had a handful of viral videos, because for me, viral is like a million. And I was able to hit a million on a lot of my videos, but I would say that that was my most viral one. The first one, I think, probably is the me skating in my kitchen, because it's just so different. It's so unique. It's yeah. very eye-catching, and people are like, what is happening?
Yeah. And that that came out, you said, around the beginning of 2020, like the mid-summer, or is that correct?
Yeah, it was in the summertime. And I think for those who are thinking about summer, they're thinking about the pool, they're thinking about bathing suits, they're thinking about what can we do in the sun. And since it was pandemic times, I think it's hilarious. I think it adds that like comedy factor too. Like, yeah. what is this girl doing in her kitchen in the middle of a pandemic? People must be so bored.
Well, you know, I think it's really good that you did that, because I feel like you or other people could just think, oh, it's summer, it's a pandemic, no one's going to watch this, and then miss out on this big opportunity that you have had. Like I said, it hasn't even been a year, and you're now at 439,000 followers, and you have 12.2 million likes on all your videos combined. So with that, I have another question. For your videos, who do you get to film them? Do you film them yourself? Do you have other people do it? How do you go about asking them if you do that?
Yeah, totally. So majority of my videos, I film myself, because I either put my phone on the ice rink wall, or I'm doing a lot of talking videos where I just put it on a little selfie ring light tripod. And then I have my coaching partner, Bilal Kher. He is so awesome and is so supportive of social media. And then we also do the same in exchange, because he likes to also display some of his videos with his audience. And so him and I love using a chunk of our free time to create pieces of content. And I get a chance to do what I love and also film it, which is awesome. And I also have my students, who are such a big support system in the content creation world, because their parents give me permission to use their videos in my content. And so I think that being able to have a community of people that support what you're doing, and they understand that this is for educational purposes and spreading positivity, is really helpful. So that's how I'm able to film my videos.
How do you engage with your followers? Do you engage with your followers?
So I try my best to engage as much as I can with my bandwidth. That's the interesting part about social media. I think that a lot of people have this misconception that it's super easy. Like, all you have to do is click a button, dance, and post it.
Yeah.
And we'll go viral. But it's nurturing a community. And nurturing a community and fostering a community is so important to me. And I always want to be as authentic as I can. So for me, it's really important to dedicate time to do that. And the best way that I'm doing that right now is answering their questions via video. So I love that feature that TikTok has, because instead of individually hand typing these answers and these responses that many people might have the same question mm-hmm. with, it's cool that TikTok has created this feature where we could just respond with a video, and then it inspires more creativity and more curiosity. And it really makes my audience feel like their answers are being, or their questions are being answered. So that's one of the fun ways that I like to engage with my audience. And I like to ask them questions too. I think asking them questions so that they can give me responses and they could share their story is so, so important and vital to making them feel like they're part of the Coach Michelle community.
Yeah. And, you know, that feature with the questions and you can reply with a video is actually really good for growth as well. Because if you make a video and someone comments on it and they ask you a question and you make a video responding to it, and that video ends up on someone's For You page, they can actually click on the comment and go watch your other video that you made previously. And then they might, you know, go to your profile, they might continue to check out your content. And I know you said you try to answer a lot of their questions. Do you ever go live on your TikTok? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, so I want to be more on top of being able to go live. I think that goes along with the bandwidth and being able to manage all the various social media platforms that are out there. But I found being able to connect and answer questions live is so helpful. Like, that is such an awesome thing to be able to do, because that even really furthers your relationship with your audience. And so I've done it several times. I've done like get ready with me. So that's kind of how I'm able to kill two birds with one stone, like while I'm getting ready for something or a video or a photo shoot or anything of that sort, then I can just engage with my audience, answer their questions, and make them feel like I'm a human being as opposed to somebody behind the internet behind the screen.
That's actually a really, really good, you know, piece of advice and a good thing for you to do as well, because I think when people are on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, also working, also doing all these things, a lot of the time people think, I don't have time for that. And doing a get ready with me, you're obviously probably doing your hair, all that stuff, and you're able to answer some questions. You can look at the screen every now and then, answer one question, talk about it as you get ready. So if anyone's listening and you are worried about how to do all the things at once, that's a good piece of advice. And you did mention that you were on YouTube and Instagram. How would you describe your community and your follower count prior to starting your TikTok journey and where it is now?
So in relation to TikTok, my YouTube and my Instagram have smaller followings, but I feel like each of them are valuable in their own way. So for instance, on my Instagram, I've had my loyal community since day one. Like when I started my Instagram account and when I started going into full-time figure skating coaching, this was around 2016. And so my community has watched me grow over the years, and they kind of know exactly how I got to where I am. And they've seen the progress of the quality of my videos as well. And they've seen me grow as a human being, jumping outside my comfort zone or talking about things that I don't normally talk about, sharing more information about things that they've always wanted to know about. And so I think it's really cool because I have that community that really knows me on a more personal level. And these are people who are also my clients as well. So I started Coach Michelle Academy in this past year, so 2020, and I launched an academy where skaters can work with me via Zoom and in live Zoom classes in off-ice class. So they're able to strengthen themselves and have these fitness classes basically with me that will help build their strength and their coordination and their flexibility to be better performers and skaters on the ice. And so that's really awesome because I've built this community on Instagram that really wants to work with me one-on-one. And in the future, when COVID is over, my dream is to create a camp. And I've had so many clients already tell me, or people within my community already tell me, like, I'm going to book a flight to go work with you wherever you are, whenever COVID's over. So I think that's the beauty of Instagram. That's really something special that I will never take for granted, being able to have that connection with people who have seen me grow from the very start. And then on YouTube is super searchable. And so I love that about YouTube. It's definitely a lot more time consuming.
Yes.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, this was around March, April of 2020, I made a challenge for myself. And this was so that I could also offer and provide as much knowledge as I can within the figure skating world. So I created two series and they were called Skate with Michelle and Stretch with Michelle. And I posted one off-ice tutorial per weekday for both months. So it was a nonstop thing. I shot it. I filmed it. Shot and film is the same thing, but I was moving while I was filming it. So I was exercising.
Yeah.
edited it the same day and I uploaded it the same day. And it was exhausting to say the least, but so well worth it, because then now people can go to my YouTube channel and they can search for this whole entire library of over 40 off-ice videos, which is my dream. I want to just be able to make figure skating accessible to everyone. So that's the most powerful thing about YouTube, where people can go and look for videos. And then I think TikTok, the way that it's different from my other two platforms and on YouTube. So for example, let's talk about numbers. I have 30,000 followers on my YouTube channel and I have around 60,000 followers on my Instagram. And so I think the reason why I don't have as many followers on YouTube is because of the lack of consistency. I think it's just really tough to consistently post long version videos and have to edit, upload, caption, thumbnail, all of that work that goes into it. Whereas TikTok is just so easy. Yes. Like, you put your phone down, you say something for 1 minute, you upload it. And I think that's honestly super beautiful, and it makes things more authentic in a way. You don't have to put makeup on all the time. You don't have to set up a ring light all the time. Some videos that do really well are ones that, like, people are just in their pajamas and they're just talking. And yeah. I think that's so beautiful. So no matter how you show up, it has a chance to grow. And I think that all the various platforms has something special and valuable to offer. And it's cool to be able to be on all of them.
And, you know, through TikTok as well, it's a great opportunity for you to grow. And those people that see the short form videos that you upload and want to learn more, your YouTube and your Instagram is linked to your TikTok profile. So even if you aren't as consistent every single day or every single week with YouTube, you did put in all that effort for those 2 months, and people can watch those videos today, they can watch them in a month, they can watch them in a year. Have you noticed, or has anyone mentioned that they have followed you from TikTok and then followed you on another platform?
Yeah, you're completely right about that. That's something that is really important to add value to, that there's a triangle effect, basically. So all of the social media platforms are connected. And I need to look back at my metrics, but I'm pretty sure I was around 20K on YouTube at the start of 2020. And so here I am. I only put in that effort for those 2 months, but I grew 10K. Yeah. So that's another thing to have to consider when evaluating the amount of time that you need to put into something and, you know, the reaping of the benefits in a long-term way. And I think that kind of adds value to the TikTok platform and what that means as well. Sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, this video is not getting a lot of views. But the thing about it is, I really enjoy TikTok because something that you posted way back when can still gain traction. And I definitely see in the comments, people are like, oh, I saw your YouTube video. Thank you so much for posting that. Can you do another one? Or somebody on YouTube will say the same thing. Like, I love seeing all your TikToks. I've watched every single one of them. Oh, wow. Can you do this one? And so it's cool. I really love my community, and I love how passionate they are to follow me on all the various platforms. And I do the same with people that I look up to or people that I really want to learn from. You really want to know all about them. And so, like, you go in and you'll click and you'll be like, oh, they have a YouTube channel. Oh, they have a TikTok. Oh my goodness, I didn't know that they had a Pinterest. And so it goes hand in hand. If you're putting your work out there, people will see it.
And how often are you uploading videos onto TikTok? Does it vary from day to day, week to week, month to month, or is it pretty consistent?
So in 2020, it was really based off of what I was feeling that day. And I would like to put that out there because I feel like I'm a very different influencer in 2020 specifically. I feel like there was so much that was happening during the pandemic with people's careers, people's personal life, people's well-being, people's mental health. And for me, the biggest thing that I always want to encourage is to be authentic, to stay true to who I am, and to make sure that I'm happy with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use, you know, another social media platform as this job that I have to do. And so I was really inspired, honestly, to keep putting more videos out there when I saw how much people were interested. And so like if a video performed well, then I would be like, oh, I should post another one. So I noticed that if one video is performing well, then I would be encouraged to post another one that was similar. And I didn't necessarily have a consistent schedule because I was following my passions in a way. I know that sounds cheesy, but I find the value in posting things that I enjoy and not because I think that it's going to go viral.
I don't think that's cheesy at all. I think that's really good. I think there definitely can be a pressure that, you know, I have to do this, I have to get X amount of likes, but it's not necessarily about that. It's about doing something you love and, in your case, helping other people as well.
You're absolutely right. I think it's really key because for myself, at the end of the day, metrics are awesome. And it's cool that I have, you know, 400 something followers on TikTok. And it's cool that I'm growing on all these different platforms. But at the end of the day, I focus on my passion. I focus on my purpose. And my purpose at the end of the day is to always be able to impact as many people as I can in the best quality in my most authentic way. So if I'm impacting a lot of people, but I'm not staying too true to who I am, then it doesn't make sense for me. And I think that many times I see that in influencers. And so I love taking things like positive things that I want to apply to my path. And I take those things and I get inspired and fueled by them. But then I'll also see other things where I'm like, nah, I don't want to really like, you know, hop on a trend just because somebody else is doing it, but it's not true to me. But I still see and appreciate how somebody else is doing things. So it's a matter of, and I'm glad I'm actually bringing this up because I'm thinking about the next generation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of young people are easily impressionable. And so they'll see that Charlie is posting all these videos and she's hitting these many followers. And maybe they think that, you know, I need to do the same exact thing in order to do that, to replicate that.
Yeah.
And honestly, to tell you the truth, that was me. When I was young and when I was in high school and when I was in college, I looked up to my favorite YouTubers. I looked up to Bethany Mota. Even though she's younger than me, I really still looked up to her. And I still do today. I love her. Mm-hmm. Blogilates, Michelle Phan. Those are my favorite YouTubers.
Yeah.
And I started a YouTube channel. And I posted things like fashion videos. I posted like what to wear videos. I posted a like day in the life video. And I was, in a way, mimicking my favorite creators.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. And I was like, it's fun. It's cool. Cause like you're doing something that somebody else is doing. Mm-hmm. But what really made me shift and grow and develop the brand that I have now was finally telling myself like, hey, like you're meant to do something amazing. Like God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. And for me, I always had a calling deep down inside myself that figure skating was part of my life, but the thing that brought me the most happiness was coaching. And I love, love, love coaching so much. And my students are the ones that bring me so much inspiration. And I knew I wanted to combine the two forces of social media and coaching because I wanted to spread as much positivity in a sport that's specifically, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, exclusive and elitist. And so that's my biggest thing. I always want to create change. I want to create an environment that I didn't have growing up within the figure skating world. And so that's honestly the root of all my videos. Mm-hmm. And so when I have that, when I have that passion, when I have that purpose, then it doesn't really matter what videos I put out there because it's genuine to who I am and what I like to do. And I mean, it doesn't matter in the sense that the metrics don't matter as much. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, but it's cool. It's amazing because I truly believe the magic to growth is being true to who you are.
And I think that's really important that you brought up. I can relate to the creating content based on people that you looked up to. For me, back when I didn't know how to do makeup, some of my favorite YouTubers, were really good at makeup, and I felt like motivated and a little bit pressured to upload makeup content when I had no idea what I was doing. And I think that's a great point that you mentioned with the next generation feeling like, especially with TikTok, if a trend comes out, you don't have to do every single trend. You don't have to do any of them. Can doing a trend help you grow a little bit? Sure. Can you find a way to make it relate to your content? Sometimes. But I really like the message that you said, when you're true to yourself and all your passions, then you're able to create content that you like and that you that you think has value to it.
Yeah, I think it's so important because it's amazing to help other creators grow, because my friends reach out to me who are in the TikTok space, or my friends who are trying to establish themselves on social media. They reach out to me about, you know, tips and tricks on what to do to grow. And totally, I can help them easily with the strategy side. But I always tie into that. At the end of the day, what is your mission? What is your purpose? Because that's going to fuel your growth. And it's going to fuel the appropriate growth too. And what I mean by appropriate growth is that it really doesn't really matter in terms of numbers how much you grow if you are not able to utilize that metric or that level of growth for good. Philosophy on it, because I think it's so important. I think it's really important to utilize your talents to do good work, to put things out into society that will help foster change, because we have so much power as young individuals. We have so much power as people in the influencer space. We have so much power to do something. And I think that metrics are just one factor. Growth is just another factor. And it's what you do with that growth that is the most valuable at the end of the day.
And I think, I might have said this earlier, but with educational content on TikTok, that was honestly, I think in 2020, educational content, regardless of which area it came from, really skyrocketed on TikTok. And my assumption for that would be two reasons. One, obviously the pandemic, so a lot of people were home and a lot of people were moving to TikTok, and content and things that people are interested about off of TikTok, those people still have those interests when they come to TikTok. They just don't necessarily know about it when they first download the app, because they're watching dance videos and funny videos. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that type of content, but then they scroll through and find something educational that doesn't necessarily seem like schoolwork or intense, and people can watch that and follow along, whether it's something that you plan to do or you just want to learn more about. I've noticed that for me, I tend to lean towards those accounts. And I guess just as a way to wrap this up, do you have any goals for 2021, whether social media wise, your work life, and if so, what are they?
So my goals for 2021 are super, I feel like they're very wholesome, because I'm getting more connected with my faith. And I feel like 2020 was a huge roller coaster ride for everyone. And I definitely feel so privileged to be able to see the level of growth that I've had within my brand, within my community, within my career in so many ways. But I also saw how I was not taking care of myself in terms of self-care. And so it kind of goes hand in hand with the balance part and talking about, it's awesome to be able to have this level of growth within social media, but I don't want it to be my whole world. And it's the same thing with coaching as well. I don't want to exhaust myself so much that I'm giving, and then I'm not fueling myself. So my goals are to have a lot of balance and to take time to journal, to take time to be in the moment, to take time to work on my health and fitness, which I haven't done in a really long time, because when you're a content creator, mm-hmm. a big part of your life is thinking about ideas, producing the ideas, and sharing your knowledge, sharing your passion, and being on all the time. So one of my major things is to identify times where I'm going to be creating content, and then identifying times that I'm going to shut everything off, and then have that level of balance. So then when I'm in the times of content creation, I'm in the moment and I'm giving my full energy and attention. So those are my 2021 goals. They're very true to something that I've been working on towards the end of 2020. And I'm trying to go into this next year with full energy as opposed to feeling depleted.
Yeah, and I think that's very relatable. I feel like I have a similar goal in that sense, because I'll wake up early in the morning and the first thing I think of is what video should I do, or what podcast episode should I do? And I think having that time for creating content, working, and relaxing is very, very important. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come on the podcast and to meet with me over Zoom. And is there any last things you'd like to say before we hop off?
I'm just really thankful to be able to share this experience as well, because it is really cool to hear how people grow. It is really cool to hear how content creators do things behind the scenes. And it's interesting because kind of you and I have that shared experience of looking up to YouTubers when we grew up.
Yes.
And so in a way, like, TikTok has become the new YouTube. That's how I see it. It's like people are coming up and people are really putting themselves out there in this creative way. And so I really value the work that you're doing in sharing all these inspiring stories, because I think it will help someone else out there who's really interested in becoming a content creator to know what it is, the real life of a content creator is like. And I hope I was able to convey that to everyone. So thank you so much to all of you out there who are listening.
And make sure you guys go ahead and follow Michelle on TikTok. Her username is @CoachMichelle. It will be linked in the description of this podcast episode. And I'll also link her Instagram and YouTube if you guys are interested in seeing her content over there. And it was very, very nice talking to you.
Before I go, I just want to say, if you are listening to this on an iPhone or on the Apple Podcasts app, I would really appreciate it if you guys could go ahead and rate this podcast 5 stars and also leave a review letting me know what your thoughts are about the podcast. If you're in a hurry and you don't have time for the review, I would just appreciate it if you could go ahead and give me a 5-star rating. It really helps me out in terms of getting this seen and helping other people out with their TikTok as well. Again, thank you guys for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you all soon.